This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a championship Saturday in New York City. And this is a victory for St. John's. As St. John's won the outright regular season title, they're the Big East tournament winner. You know who your Big East champions are? St. John's defeats Creighton 82-66 in the title game.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mink, from Lapchick and Mully, Walter Berry, Mark Jackson, Malik Sealy, Ron, and of course the great Lou Carter II, all the diehards. Hey, paint the town red, baby. The Johnnies are back, and the ride is just getting going. What a night.
Well, what a season it's been, BT. How much fun did you have? I know we were texting a little bit Friday night and then Saturday. How much fun was it for you during this Big East tournament?
I was just making sure. I'm like, don't step on Mink's call. Don't be that guy. Oh, you know, like when somebody's trying to make a final call. Let Mink do his thing. Have fun. And I laid out an extra beat because you know I was rare to jump in there. I'm like, maybe make sure he's done. It was awesome, man. I mean, for me, maybe the most enjoyable part of the night, because you see where we broadcast, right?
Yeah.
This is the first world problem. It's not a complaint.
Which is why I wasn't going up there.
Yeah, no, it's way too high, way too high. But anyway, I wanted to make sure I got down to the court. So to get to the court, I've got to go through multiple concourses.
Like after the broadcast was over, you're saying?
After the broadcast was over, I've got to go through multiple concourses, a couple of escalators, weave my way through the media room, make my way down the stairwell, and get onto the court. And as I'm going down there, and I was actually really looking forward to this walk, it was just a sea of red, you know, like high-fiving, you know, pictures.
Right,
it was just,
right.
I was so happy for people. It was really, really, it was just a special night. I'm so happy for St. John's. The place was wild, dude.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
It was wild.
Friday night, I felt the same thing. I wish I could have went Saturday. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it. Now, do you think, I mentioned this last night on Sports Night, actually, on SNY, because we're talking about St. John's, of course, getting ready for the week. Do you think, because of that, like, St. John's been on such a run here at home. We know how dominant they've been. Obviously, the Big East tournament weren't all home games, but it's at their home, and it's predominant St. John's crowd. I know it's Providence, which is local, and St. John's fans will travel well, but do you think that there's going to be the way that this team plays, meaning that defense, that intensity, that energy, I feel like they're feeding off the crowd and at home. You think there's any, I hate to use the term letdown, but less of an uptick being in a neutral site?
I don't, because think about the way they won the games prior to the Big East tournament, where you know they were out at Marquette and they had, you know, on Senior Day where the Milwaukee Bucks play Pfizer Arena, Pfizer Forum, whatever it's called, and that was on the road, so they didn't have the home crowd propelling them. I know what you mean, but you listen, sometimes you do get some of these first and second round games. It could be fairly antiseptic, especially if it's early in the day, like those 12:18 tips or 12:37 tips, where these buildings might not necessarily be sold out. I mean, the tickets will be sold, but everybody might not be in the house. I actually think it's the opposite. I think that St. John's has become such a, forget about locally, where they've just basically dominated the back page of every paper now for the last couple of weeks. I think that they're going to be in games, and I think that the fans who don't have a dog in the fight that are in these different venues starting in Providence and hopefully beyond, I think they're going to gravitate to St. John's style and try to lift them up a little bit.
I could see that. I just, man, the energy in the Garden.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You could feel it and you could see the team. And then when they start going on one of those runs, the party's over.
Wait, as well said, party is over. What happened is, you know, once UConn lost, UConn fans are so savvy with the tickets because they're used to going to, you know, championship, Saturday night, Big East tournament, you know, deep runs, back-to-back national titles. UConn fans know how to get their hands on tickets no matter how, right? So once they lost the semi, I mean, they just dumped them on the secondary market. And St. John's fans, I figured it might be 70-30, maybe 75-25. It was 95 or 90%, 10%, 90% red.
And what did
because Creighton's out in Omaha, so they're not coming in for one night.
What did you feel Friday? Because in the beginning, now I know Marquette started out very well, but I happened to be sitting, I guess, where the media seats were. It was the Marquette section, so maybe it was just louder.
By the band?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. It was baseline, but not the... It was the student section, I think, from Marquette.
I got you.
Right,
I know
there.
Where you were, yep.
So, early on, I was like, man, this is more balanced than I thought. Mm-hmm. But I think that was just a combination of where I was sitting plus Marquette playing well to start, because once the Johnnies turned it on... Dude,
I know.
It was incredible how deafening that place was.
They're easy to love, man. It's really, again, I've said it a million times, the diehards welcome, you know, really, you deserve this, but the new fans that are jumping in, it's been a show. I mean, and it's led by an A-lister. Like, if this was Hollywood, Rick Pitino's an A-lister, man. Yeah. He's an A-lister, and he's the face of the program. Not that it wouldn't be enjoyable if it was still Mike Anderson or Lavin. It would not be the same. Pitino's presence and wit and glib nature, it's just elevated this a million times.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Steve is in Manhattan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Bear with me, my voice. I was at the game Saturday night. before I make my point, BT, did you happen to notice?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the end of the second half. The two women getting in a brawl behind the basket.
I saw it on social media. I did not see it during the game.
Well, I saw that. I saw it on social media.
That's my friend John's wife.
Is she still in jail or did she get out yet?
No. They actually moved the girl down to courtside. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm a St. John's grad, and I have two girls that go to Auburn, so I have the SEC perspective. I was dead wrong on Pitino. I didn't think it was going to work, but I'm happily.
Why didn't you think it was going to work? I'm just curious, Steve. That's interesting. Why didn't you think it was going to? Guy's won everywhere he's been as a coach. What would make you think it's not going to work?
Listen, I'm glad I was wrong. I thought it was just he got old, and I just thought it was played out. But I couldn't be more wrong. He's unbelievable. He's such a motivator. I think St. John's needs to make it to the Sweet 16. And, you know, they can't lose the first game. If they lose the second game to an SEC team or Kansas, you know, so be it. But the Sweet 16 would be just an unbelievable capper on the year.
Would you say, BT, and thank you for the call, Steve. Would
Thanks,
you
Steve.
Say the consensus you think would be Sweet 16?
Yeah, I do.
I am a little surprised.
The realistic majority. Of course, you're going to get to, oh, got to get to the Final Four.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think you take a large swath of St. John's fans, and if they're really, truly honest, you're encapsulating everything from the first game to now. You get to the Sweet 16. You got the Sweet 16 banner hanging in Carta Seca. It just kind of accelerates things. You know they're going to crush the portal. You think they got players last
right,
year.
I know. Wait till
oh,
now.
My God. Wait till you see what they do now.
See, here's the thing. If they had, like, I think the expectation coming into the year regardless was NCAA tournament berth and probably a win in the first round anyway, right?
I think that's a pretty fair depiction of what most people were thinking.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, and probably like on the higher end, of course, at least get in and win the first round, now you're talking.
Yeah.
But because of the way that they emerged and consistently dominated throughout and then finished, like if they would have lost in the Big East tournament, then I would be like, okay, no big deal, Big East tournament, like it sucks you didn't win it, but now just go win a couple of tournament games. The way that the regular season went and the Big East tournament, I just, coming from where they came from in year two with the no expectations, I get the fans will eventually get to where I would be at. And obviously, like, if they lost that first game, it's going to be a disaster. I just don't think they could be ripped for it because of the great regular season and tournament that they had so far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, rip is strong. No. I certainly not rip them. I got to tell you, I heard a lot, listened to the station a lot this weekend, even coming home from the games both nights. And a couple of callers jumped out. I don't even know names, where they were from. But it was a bit of a theme. And, you know, Mike Rapoli's very visible. You know, $4 million, I think, contribution to the NIL fund. St. John's has one of the higher funds in the country. But I think it's patently offensive. And it is a small group of people who say this, but patently offensive to label this team, and Rick addressed this, and I'm so happy he did, as just a product of money. You know, first of all, a couple of facts. Zuby was playing about 5 minutes a game, not averaging 5 points, playing about 5 minutes a game for Kansas. Rick said, this kid could help me. Come here, turned him into a star.
Yeah, we could develop him.
Correct. RJ Lewis had no major offers. He was at UMass. Rick said, I think this kid's going to be an NBA player. Big East player of the year. Eventually he's going to be in the NBA, maybe this year, late first round. We'll see. And those two players are not making a lot of money relative to, you know, somebody like Kadari Richmond, who is, you know, starting to get into that $1 million territory. Like, I kind of know, and I'm going to leave it at that. I know the neighborhood of what all these players are making, and I'm not going to divulge it, but I can promise you, outside of Kadari, who's very, very high, and he should be, the players that have had a lot, Aaron Scott, what do you think Aaron Scott's making? $1 million? He's not. But Rick identified him as a 3-and-D guy.
Even Rick's underpaid.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. He might be the most.
Yeah.
But you know who's really underpaid? The announcers. Let's go for what it is. I mean, been basically getting the same rate here for 10 years. Let's go. I'm not kidding. I'm not. I wish I was. The point is, I just think it's unfair. St. John's is not doing anything that other teams aren't doing. Other teams, I think, what about the oil money for some of the A&Ms and the Texases and all these schools? Where is that money coming from? How much of it's legit? All right, so just because St. John's has a front man in Rapoli who is visible and, you know, very out there in terms of, you know, doing interviews, and I love Mike, but, you know, some people say, oh, a little bit too much. Nonsense, dude. This is the way college basketball goes right now. These are the rules. You adhere to them. St. John's is better than most because they got Rick and they got money. Deal with it. It's about time.
I'm with you that I don't think this is a product of money and money alone. But even if it were, who cares?
That's true. Who cares?
Do it. All right. We got into some, like, I know you don't like the start time Thursday night. What about the draw, the bracket? We'll get into that when we come back and continue the conversation with the calls as well.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.